We're talking with Dr. Amy Hagerman from Oklahoma State University's Department of Ag Economics. Amy, let's talk a little bit about this continuing set of decisions that farmers are going to have in front of us here in 2020 regarding the 18 farm law. I know that, you know, there's some reporting dates coming up real quick, but the big decision day, I guess, was mid-March.
That's right. March 15th is that hard deadline to get in and elect and enroll for ARC and PLC for 19 and then also for 20. The enrollment goes out a little bit further for 20 into June, but that March 15th is a really important deadline for election. If you miss that March 15th deadline, even March 16th, then you will be unable to elect and receive a payment for 2019 ARC and PLC. So that's one of the important deadlines. You know, there are some others going out into later on into the year for things like the PLC yield update and, of course, some of the conservation programs. But near term, that's an important one.
Now, you've had a chance to have a multitude of meetings around the state of Oklahoma, met with a lot of producers, got a lot of interaction as you went through that process. What's on the producer's mind right now regarding the farm program? What are they really maybe struggling with?
Yeah, I think right now there are a couple of things that are really on the top of their minds. The first, of course, is prices. Where are prices going? And what is that going to mean for that decision? I think they're really appreciative of the flexibility in this farmland where they're only locking in for 2 years, and then they have some flexibility to change their election in the 21, 22, and 23 crop year, because we hope we start to see some recovery for some of our commodities. I think trade is definitely up there in terms of their thoughts related to prices.
Right.
What's going to happen with trade, and what does that mean for price uncertainty and what they choose to elect to for some of their commodity programs they're looking at? You know, I think another thing is the weather is definitely of concern. We've had some unpredictable weather in recent years. What does that mean for yields? Because those yields that are part of the historical data that factor into those programs definitely matter. So I think they're concerned about what it means for their yields. They're thinking about what crops they're going to plant, which, of course, you know, some of those decisions are based on their base acres, and those aren't tied to their planted acres for the most part. But they're definitely trying to make those decisions. The market facilitation program came up multiple times. The WIP Plus program, Wildfires, Hurricanes Indemnity Program Plus, which included some of the flooding land and wildfire land that and tornadoes, too, that were affected here in Oklahoma. Those were some of the big things that were on people's minds, you know, particularly those commodities that have had some lower prices in recent years.
So, you know, with our prices kind of where they're at right now in general, in other words, kind of at the lower end of that last, 10 to 15-year time period, what does that mean as far as a guy that's trying to make that election between PLC and ARC?
I think he really has to look at his yields, the yields in the county, and the yields that he has individually for PLC. But particularly when thinking about that ARC decision, if you're in a county that has had some county average yields that are a little bit lower, that can actually affect whether or not ARC County is going to pay out better than PLC in your county. I think the lower prices have had people looking more closely at PLC for some of our commodities. But not really all. You know, some of those reference prices really aren't that high as compared to what producers really need to make a profit on their operation. So if I had to pick two pieces of information to pay really particular attention to, pay attention to the reference prices, because those aren't the same as what the prices they're seeing on the boards, and pay attention to those county average yields.